On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The former partner of a missing mum of five from Kent is due at Crown Court this afternoon, charged with murder. Ishmael has more for KMFM.
Sarah Wellgreen was last seen near her home in Basinshaw in New Ash Green in early October. She left her car behind and only her mobile phone was missing. Police and volunteers have spent the last 10 weeks looking for her. 38-year-old Ben Lacomba was rearrested yesterday as detectives carried out another search of the missing 47-year-old's home after receiving new information. He's been remanded in custody after appearing before magistrates via video link this morning. The search for Sarah is still ongoing.
KMFM News.
Pilots have been issued advice on what to do if they see a drone after the chaos at Gatwick Airport. The runway is now open after sightings of an unmanned craft closed it on Wednesday night, but passengers are being warned disruption is likely to continue into the weekend. The British Airline Pilots Association says it's concerned the rogue device hasn't been found yet. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling says the government will be looking at how to prevent anything like this happening again.
We're now going to have to take some serious steps around the protection of airports against an attack like this. This poses a big challenge because there is no yet simple commercially off-the-shelf technology that can guarantee to dispose of to prevent a drone from coming close to an airport.
An engineer has suffered severe burns following a fire near Ashford International train station, which has caused disruption to rail passengers this morning. The blaze at an electrical substation last night caused a power surge, which led to some southeastern services being cancelled. We're told disruption is likely to continue until about 5 this evening. KMFM's been told a lack of understanding for other people's culture could be to blame for a rise in the number of hate crimes being recorded in Kent. Since the start of 2016, reports of racism and discrimination have more than doubled, and police have dealt with over 3,000 cases this year. Maria Olukoya from Ashford's Black and Minority Ethnic Association has this advice for any victims.
Speak out, and not to suffer in silence. And also because of the police system, that they have got some training to be able to identify those who are being affected. So I think that's why the statistics are going up. But still, that's not a true picture because people are still suffering in silence.
Kent police say they're continuing to encourage victims to come forward, and there's been a significant improvement in recording and understanding hate crimes.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
More than 26,000 people have had a say on plans to build a new road tunnel linking Kent and Essex. A 10-week consultation ended at midnight, and transport bosses say they'll use comments to produce an updated design, which will be submitted for planning consent. The 14.5-mile route is due to open in 2027 and will ease congestion at the current Dartford crossing. Two drug dealers have been jailed for almost 4 years after police found heroin and crack cocaine in a car they stopped in Sheerness. The 23 and 24-year-olds were arrested on Halfway Road in March. Aldi is going to be opening another store in Kent. They've been given permission to knock down the old Co-op on Park Street in Deal and hope to have finished building work in time to open next year. It's set to create up to 50 jobs. And instead of putting one on your dinner table, a Medway woman is encouraging us to help rescue a turkey this Christmas. Amy James gets people to sponsor a bird, which she then brings from a farm to live at her animal sanctuary in Raynham. She's told us it's a popular idea.
About September time, people start messaging me saying, are you getting turkeys this year? Are you having turkeys this year? Or, you know, my dog's died, or my auntie's died. I'd really like to name one after them. So it's really sweet. They get something out of it, and I do, and of course the turkey does.
Since starting in 2016, she's managed to save 45 turkeys.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Manchester United caretaker manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says it's a privilege to be in the position. The club's former striker has replaced Jose Mourinho on a deal until the end of the season. Solskjaer insists he's not thinking any further than that.
I understand that there are so many managers that would love to be a manager of Man United. So, of course, I'm one of them, but it's not something that we've talked about. They're going to do a process now for the next 6 months.
And in tennis, organisers of the Australian Open have followed Wimbledon by introducing final set tiebreaks. Matches that go the distance to 6-all will be won by the player who gets to 10 points first. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.